This fall marks the 50th anniversary of the release of Van Morrison's Astral Weeks. The album was greeted with little fanfare, and it's never been a top seller, but it's regarded as one of the most original and important records of the rock era. One of the top 20 albums of all time, says Rolling Stone magazine. Astral Weeks was recorded in New York and is full of references to Morrison's native Ireland. A new book argues, though, that the musical roots of the album lie in the relatively short time that Morrison spent living in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Producer Jeremy Goodwin has more.
If I ventured in the slipstream between the viaducts of your dream.
Astral Weeks is a strange and beguiling album. It's hypnotic. The song structures are loose, and Morrison keeps going into these stream of consciousness reveries for minutes at a time. He's singing about memory, lost love, rebirth.
Would you kiss my eyes? Lay me down. Silence easy to be born again.
Such a hard record to talk about. Yeah, and even on my subway ride here, I was like, oh, I gotta talk about Astral Weeks. And I was like, God, how do you talk about Astral Week?
That's Amanda Petrusich. She writes about music and culture for The New Yorker.
Van Morrison's talked about this record really being him channeling some sort of astral impulse or channeling some other energy that is sort of sourced from somewhere outside of him. Which seems crazy, but also you listen to this record more and more, you think, all right, maybe that's true. I mean, I don't know how else a person gets to the place where they're confidently making music that sounds like no other music on earth at age 22.
It didn't sound like anything else on the radio or anything Morrison had done before. It was a total break from the rough-edged rock he'd made with his group Them and the perfect pop of Brown Eyed Girl, a top 10 hit the year before.
The Johnson says, hey, love, you forgot your glove. And the love that loves, the love that loves, the love that loves, the love that loves, to love, the love that loves, to love, the love that loves. Say goodbye to Madame Joy.
So, where did Astral Weeks come from?
Dry your eyes from Madame Joy.
8 months before he cut the record, Morrison moved from New York to Cambridge, Massachusetts. For decades, this fact was a little-noticed footnote. The album's lyrics are filled with references to Belfast, Ireland. So the enigmatic poem on the back cover, which references several places in Massachusetts, it always seemed out of place. Enter Boston musician Ryan Walsh.
I'm a songwriter, singer, guitarist.
Walsh has written a new book that argues for the importance of Morrison's Bay State detour in the birth of the Astral Weeks sound. Walsh uncovered the one song from the recording sessions that didn't make the album. It was a missing musical link between Astral Weeks and the Irishman's heretofore uncelebrated time living in Cambridge.
In the middle of it, suddenly, Morrison is singing about the Cape in Cambridgeport and Hyannis. And I said, oh my God, this is the poem on the back sleeve of Astral Weeks. It was in this song that got cut from the album. I did get teary-eyed.
It turns out Morrison was on Cape Cod a few times that summer. He played straightforward rock shows at places like a converted church there and an amusement park in Rhode Island. But at some point, he changed musical direction. Drummer John Sheldon told Walsh that Morrison explained he got the idea to ditch electric guitars and go acoustic from a dream. Morrison's bass player at the time, Tom Kilbania, has a less astral and a more down-to-earth explanation.
We were playing at the Catacombs, and I had a problem with my amp, and it wasn't working, and we didn't have time to fix it. So I went up to my apartment, and I got my acoustic bass. And the whole thing kind of like went acoustic after that.
On a blue ocean against tomorrow's sky.
Kilbania would quit music a year later, and then worked for 44 years at a print shop. But in 1968, he was a student at Berklee College of Music. That spring and summer, he would head across the Charles River to help Morrison work out his new material in Van's tiny kitchen.
I took my bass on a bus, my acoustic bass. I took it on a bus, and I get in the house, and he says, I had this idea for this song last night in my sleep. We started doing Moondance, and that's the way things were. He would get these ideas, and he would come up with them, and we started working on Moondance.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes.
Moondance wouldn't make the Astral Weeks album, but Kilbanya says he wrote that jazz bass line that's been a part of the song ever since.
All the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow.
The rest of the world didn't know yet, but Morrison had set off in the direction that would result in the unmistakable sound of Astral Weeks. With a new musical concept, Morrison needed new bandmates.
I met this bass player named Tom Kilbanya, who said he was playing with this guy named Van Morrison, and they're looking for a flute player. So I went down there.
That's John Payne, a jazz musician who was taking a break from Harvard at the time. It was an instant musical meld, though Payne still hadn't connected the dots and realized just who he was playing with.
I could tell he was hearing what I was playing and reacting to it in his phrasing.
Saw you early this morning with your brand new boy and your Cadillac.
And the second song that he started was Brown Eyed Girl. And after a few seconds, I realized he's not covering this tune. This is just this guy's tune. What's he doing in this coffee house, you know, with 40 people in attendance?
Among them was a music reviewer named Eric Kraft. He was there because the underground paper he wrote for got an intriguing tip.
Someone wrote a letter saying, the world's greatest musician is living in Cambridge and will be playing at the Catacombs starting next Wednesday. And the arts editor said, I don't know, this may be insane, but I think you ought to go hear this guy.
And I know you know it too.
Kraft saw Morrison play 5 shows in the tiny basement club that month. Each night was different.
I was seeing the creation of the material, the revision of it, the rethinking, the remaking of it. Once I realized that that was what I was witnessing, that I was in the artist's studio.
All right. Well, it's getting late. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Even on the album, the songs feel like living organisms. Morrison's vocals are almost like verbal saxophone solos. He stretches words and flutters around the melody. It all channels a sense of nostalgic obsession. It's this element that really hits the gut of the New Yorker's Amanda Petrusich.
So much of what he does on this record isn't about language at all. It's those kind of wild, hypnotic repetitions where he comes to sound almost pre-verbal. You know, it's as if he's dissolving right in front of you. And the actual literal meaning of the words just begins to feel irrelevant. And it's about the sound of his voice and the way in which he's, you know, repeating those phrases. It's what it does musically, I just find, you know, to be totally devastating.
Morrison recorded the album just a few weeks after those first shows with John Payne on flute. Astral Weeks hit stores a month later. It was barely promoted, and few people heard it at the time. But history has been very kind. In 2012, Rolling Stone magazine listed it among the 20 greatest albums of all time. And from Belfast to Boston, many of us agree. For Here Now, I'm Jeremy Goodwin.